We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Yotes Amud Beis. Zok de Gemara, Apal Gimai, we're going right there in the third Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, where it says, V'hoyuk ha'etz shosul apal gimai, I'm talking about the Torah, so we said you have to be like ha'etz shosul, not ha'etz atua, go to a different Rebbe. What does apal gimai mean? Mayim refers to Torah, ain't mayim el Torah, and apal gimai means to split it up. Omram tankam barachan eloi, lo'oilim yishal shodm shnoisav. You should split up your years of your life. Shlish b'mikro, third of mikro, third shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. So let's say a person knows he's living 75 years. First 25 years, he should learn chumash. Second 25 years, mishnayis. And third 25 years, talmud. For anything more, the obvious question, miyada inchi kamachaya. I never met the person who knows how long he's going to live. So how do you know how long he's going to live? So to split it up, how can you do that? So tomorrow, kikamina no b'yaymi. It means by dates, which Rashi says, beiz yom mikro, beiz yom mishnah, and then 2 days, talmud. V'chein kol shvua shvua. Interesting to me, I didn't see anyone Bavar in this question, but why don't I have the Shabbos? If it's, Mechazor on Shabbos, right. No one spoke today, you have to make Chazor on Shabbos. But the problem is, learning Gemara on a Friday, see, they learned a lot of Gemara, it's a hard time, it means they learned the whole Friday. Okay, so you learn two, it says what it says, split out there. But Tosfos still has a kash. This is, in the week, you know you're confident? You know for sure you learn, you live through the week? Zog Tosfos, it means every day. You can ask me what's every day. He says, every day I have to learn three things. But Zog Tosfos, that is why we say, "V'chein tiknu psukei ha'tomid u'mishus ezu u'mekayman u'braisa de'rav Yisrael." You ever thought why we say every day these things? So some people never thought of it because they don't say it. But if they say it, they ever thought of it why they say it? So it says over here the reason is because you have the psukim and you have the mishnayis and you have the gemara. So that's you have the three things. That's why. And, but vice versa also when it says a third, it doesn't mean it has to be a third of the hotar day. It means every day has to have three of these components. It doesn't have to be an equal third of each one. That's the mashma taisus. Then taisus says the famous rabbi tam nirul rabbi tam the onu sho. This I'm reading top taisus nirul rabbi tam the onu sho iskim v'talmud bavli dayenu ki hu bavel b'mikro mishto v'talmud. Can you remember Mr. Hedren? Bavel means belula b'mikro belula b'mishto belula v'talmud. That Talmud Bavli has everything in it. We actually paskin like Rabbi Tam that you can be yotze with Talmud Bavli, and I think that's the minig oilam for some people. Or if they say the parash is Talmud, they yotze that way. The parash is Talmud, the Mishnah is becoming, or the Mavis Edger. There's a lot of different ways to get all the other things in. And yeah, okay. Right. Ashapir yitabidai, it says in the pasuk that v'hoya ke'et shosol pagimayim ashapir yoy yitain be'itai. What does that mean? Amarava, when you go Rashi's second shot, that means if when you're learning you mekayim what it says in the Torah, so that's piryo yitein b'ita. The Torah will give out pay rise. So then v'aleo lo yibal. Then aleho you will not wither. Memlav, but if you don't, you just learn. You learn it as an intellectual property, and you don't really practice what you learn. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalit, you'll be like the ear to blow away. And why the loymed and malame? So Rashi should also lum lame Torah to Talmud she'ain hagu. Now I'll teach Torah to a Talmud she'ain hagu. Zogti maravaita. Amar Rav. Ma'idichsiv. What's found the Pasuk that says ki rabim chalolim hapilo vatsum kol harugel? So it says the rabim chalolim hapilo is a Rashi hapilo is a nefel. If someone is in the early stages of his learning, he's like a nefel. He's not developed yet, and he paskins be rabim chalolim. There'll be a lot of casualties. Zet talmud shleigi lohayra. Someone who paskins before he gri lohayra, there'll be rabim chalolim. Means a lot of casualties. Any paskins. Va'atzumim kol harugah is the opposite. Atzumim is the option of holding back. And if you know how to paskin, you don't paskin, then also be terrible. Zetamach le'igil ha'iroh va'inim moira and does not moira. So it's very careful. It's like you can't paskin before you know, and then after you know, you have to paskin. Va'ad kama, until when can you start paskining? Ad memshnin, when you're 40 years old. After 40, you can start paskining. Afraid the Gemara of our Rava Oiri, Rava Paskin, who was younger. Also, Meshavim, there was no one bigger than him. No one bigger than him, then he could Paskin, even less than 40. Rashi says that Rava only lived 40 years. That's what we know, Paskin less than 40. and his leaves will not wither. Amar Rav Acha bar Ado Amar Rav Amri lo Amar Rav Acha bar Abba Amar Rav Abnun Amar Rav Shafilu Sichas Chulun Shtam Chacham Tzricha Talmud. Even the Sichas Chulun of Tmichom, you have to learn it up. Shnema Aver Leo Lo Iba Vcha Sheyasi Latzliach. That even the Aleu, the leaves will not wither. Leaves are not the Torah. The Torah is the period. This is Aleu. Even Davakal, you should learn up. Now Rashi says what it means to learn up. It means that you learn how he talks, Lashon Nekiyah, and sometimes he gives you etzes how to have refuah. But others in other mesechtas, Rashi learns up that even when they stam shmooze, it has Torah in it. Like we have by the Maiso with Tevi. That Avdai was saying that the Rabbi Gamliel told him to sleep just like there was time schmoozing. He told him to sleep under the bed. And from that, we learned up halachas and hilchos sukkah. That's the other way of learning what it means that Sichas Chulin needs Talmud. Amar Meshuvah Levi. Dovazah, the following thing, Kosovah Torah, it says in the Torah, Shalom Revim, and it's repeated in the Vim. Meshuvah Ksuvim, and it says the third time the Ksuvim. What are we talking about? Kala Oisek B'Torah Nechosov Matzlichim Loi. Anyone who learns Torah, nechosov matzlichim loy. Now, we're going to see rise to this. So it sounds like that anyone who learns Torah, he has a big parnasa, nechosov matzlichim loy. So first of all, it's not true. You find a lot of times people who learn Torah are not nechosov matzlichim loy. So therefore, the Gra takes out the words nechosov and says derachov matzlichim loy. His ways are mutzlach. That's one way to get out of the kasha. Other ways out of the kasha, listen to your local Radbach. So akaponim kaloisik with her nechosov matzlichim loy kosov b'toyra dechsev shemartem as divrei abris hazoy. So this is my song. Laman taskilu eis kolasha tasun. Now taskilu the targum taiches loshon al atzlocha. So you see there'll be atzlocha if you mishmartem as divrei abris. Shonu b'naviim dechsev lo yom v'shef atara zem epicho v'gis v'yom v'layla. Laman you should learn Torah all day and night. Laman tishmor lasis kol kosbay. So you should keep what it says in the Torah. Ki oz hitzliach es derochecha va'oz taskil. So from these words, you see also like the Goyim from both these psukim. You don't see anything about parnaso. It says taskil is called tason and derochecha means it your ways. Mishulos miksuvim dechsev ki imitaris Hashem chepzoy ubiseirasa yega yoyimam v'loyla. And the third time it says in the pasuk ki imitaris Hashem chepzoy ubiseirasa yega yoyimam v'loyla. Also, you see that you learn Torah. So three times in the Torah, Neviim and Ksuvim about Hatzlocha. If you learn Torah, Machus Rabbi Chassandri, Man Boyichai, Man Boyichai. Rabbi Chassandri announced. Who wants life? Who wants life? We have this same gemara type of memra in the Medrash b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Akaparim Rabbi Chassandri in the gemara says, "Who wants life?" So everyone came to Legabe. Everyone came gathered to him. Imagine you get life by just staying here. You don't have to go to Karasteri. Come on, stay here. You get life. So everyone came over here. Amri, you don't have to pay for the plane trip. Amri le, have lechay, give us chayim. Amalahu mi ish chavetz chayim nitzar l'shoyin chamira. That he says, "Netzar l'shoyin chamira," that watch your mouth from talking bad, lashon hara, all other things, lashon hara, rechilas, making fun of people. That's the way you get life. Shema yomer adam netzar. A person will say, "Shema yomer adam netzar l'shoyin chamira." I won't talk any lashon hara. V'sfasem v'dar mima. I won't say any lies. Eilech v'skar b'shina, so I'll shluft all day. That's a shmaka thing to do. You won't talk lashon hara when you're sleeping. Tam aloyma, no, need more than this. Sumi rav asei toiv. Keep away from rav asei toiv. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, you don't have to just be quiet the whole day. There's ways to talk in a nice way, so therefore, sumi rav asei toiv, vein toiv ala toira. And toiv means toira. Shnei mekilechak toiv v'sad lechem, toirasi al ta'azoivu. So that there's the first to toira. Atkan, the God of the Gemara, explaining the first parak and Tillim and others. Now we go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, which is talking about building things for the Goyim, it says there that you're allowed to build a bathhouse for the Goyim, even though on top of the bathhouse was a kippah. On top of the bathhouse was a kippah, so they used to stand the way the Zohar on top there. So it says, Gila Kippa, Shemim Mavishchavim, also live nice. You have to stop right there. You stop building it right there. That's what you do. Zotik Gemara, Higil, keep a makum shemin by his chavim, Amrav laws on Rav Yechanan. In Bono, Schoroi Mutter. If he builds this kippah, he's allowed to keep the schar. That means even though he built, you're not allowed to build a kippah because you're building a stand for the Avodah Zarah. If you build it, the loch is that the schar is mutter. Right? The Gemara, Pshita, Misham Shev Rav Shechavim Hein, Misham Shev Rav Shechavim, Bein Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva, Hein Asur, Mitan Oster, Ad Sheyavdu, until you actually serve it. Which means like this. There's a Gemara later on that says that if you sell Avodah Zarah to someone, something that is Avodah Zarah already, you're not allowed to use that money. That money is also a bahana. It's actually a knas. It's not a deraisa. It's a derabanan. But it's a knas that if you sell Avodah Zarah, that money is also bahana. So now, even Misham Shev Rishchavim as well. But a Misham Shev Rishchavim does not become Avodah Zarah until you actually serve. Someone actually worships this with this Mishamshi. So here, you're building something to hold Avodah Zarah. You didn't worship it yet. So what should be the tzad that you should not keep the schar? It comes to Gemara and says, "In bondo schari muta pshita." Misham shev eschavim mei, misham shev eschavim bein l'rav shmo, rav kiva, who argue about a avodah zarah. Definitely misham shev ena asurim. It's not also actually yavdu until you worship it. Rav Yirmiyahu nitzchah ela avodah eschavim atzma. The memra that says that the schar is mutter is going on a halacha where you actually made a avodah zarah for a guy. And you sold to him, the schar is mutter. So Frey to Gemara, is that true? Honey Khamadiyam Avay Shavam Shah Yisrael Asur Miyad Vishal Avis Khav Macha to Avay Chaper. One Mandiyama says that Avodah Zarah that a Yisrael made for himself is Asur even before they worship it. But if you make it for a guy, then it's only Asur as Avodah Zarah after it's worshipped. So then it's good, because I sold it, it was not a Verizar yet. Elamandi Omar, Shavuz Chav Masur Miyad, if you make a Verizar for a guy, it's also right away. So why is the money Takam Motamayik Lameymar, Ela Omar Rabba Ba'ula, Lenitzcha, Ela, B'mok, so we're talking about Vada, you're making it for a Verizar. And it should be Osir the money. Why is it not Osir? Lenitzcha, El Mokush Achron. Because really, we'll explain that it's only the last hammer, the last blow that you give with the hammer, that's where it's a Verizar. What makes it into Avodah Zarah? The Gemara Malacha. Makapatish, exactly. The aim is to have a Gemara Malacha, but Makas Achron, the last bank. Makas Achron, less than Shavu Pruta. No Shavu Pruta, if you like to keep the money. But at Sam, you shouldn't be able to keep the money. Why? Because you make an Avodah Zarah for a guy, and it's a problem. But here, since you're getting paid like a payol, so Lamaisa, the way you get paid is, and the way it's reckoned is, that there's payments. So here, the last, you get paid for every hammer by itself, every step by itself. And the last bang with the hammer, which makes it the Avodah Zarah, is less Shavu Pruta, and therefore you could keep the money because there's no knas here. If you sell a fartik Avodah Zarah, you made a Avodah Zarah, then you sold it. That's a problem. Here you're getting schar pa'ula. You're working, you're paid for your work. And therefore, since work gets paid step by step, the last step is less Shavu Pruta, and therefore it's not a problem.
What's the two things? Yes, right.
Or you, that yes, no, schir is ela b'soif. So then the last bang is worth the whole, unless you're getting paid for your job, you know, $10,000. So if it's yes, no, schir is at soif, ain't the schir is emes tolos ela b'soif. So then, the last bang is worth 10 grand. That's a Shavu Pruta. But if every step is paid, maybe you get paid at the end, but every step has its own price, so then it's only less than Shavu Pruta. Okay, so let's just start the Mishnah. Start the Mishnah. Vein oisin tachshitin la'avodas chachavim. You cannot make jewelry for Avodah Zarah. You used to dress up the Avodah Zarah with different pieces of jewelry. Katlois, which is chokers, v'nezomim, v'tabois, earrings, and rings. You're not allowed to do that for Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to beautify Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, the religion says, B'schar is mutter. So it sounds like, let's say it's schar is mutter, which is a pella. Why should it be mutter to do? Zok tois v'segil kippa. He says, V'isfam de garasi, ein ois tachshitim la vez chavim katlois zom v'tabayis, was the Oimer mutter. Och inira zok tois is like garas. Tois is like mutter tab ramen. We're not garas those words, this whole part of the mission, not garas. V'lemistar v'shiyat ha-shum tana, last of the katrilo, she's the no-avir's chavim. Doesn't make sense. And therefore, He says, you're not Garish. Look at the end of that Tosfos, the Maskal Agia. He says, Venerus, lo hayu kosav sefer Rabbeinu Shlomo, let Pirush Makot Lois. Rashi doesn't mafarish anything. So this line, we take out the entire line, and the Goyin takes it also out. It's Tosfos, the Goyin. They say Rashi's not Garish it. But the words we have are, is that you can't make Tachshitim, but as it says, that Beschar Mutim, you have no Pshat. Then comes the next halacha of the Mishnah, which will be discussion in our Gemara. It says like this, you're not allowed to sell them in Eretz Yisrael any piece of property. Not only that, anything attached to the ground, you're not allowed to sell them. You're not allowed to sell them a tree. You're allowed to sell them a tree after it's cut down. And the chiddush is, you don't make a gzeira out to selling them a tree while it's still attached. You can sell them an attached tree. I'm an ass, that's tonight. It's a condition that you have to cut it down immediately. So he says you're allowed to do that. What's the Tanakama argues? He holds. You're going to keep it around too long and you're going to end up holding karka for a while. But that's the machlekes our mishnah. You're definitely allowed to sell machlekes the karka. We'll see in the Gemara why. And Lamaisa, if you make up to cut it down, it's a machlekes. The Tanakama says you can't. He says you could. And the Gemara says, not immediately, how do you know you're not allowed to sell a piece of karka? It's a deraisa. Should not give them any space to rest in our karka in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to sell them any type of karka. It's Issa Daraisa. Toysel holds discussion of his dafk. This pasuk actually says by the Shiva Amim. But Toysel says, no, do Shiva Amim. It passes by every single guy. You're not allowed to sell them property in Eretz Yisrael. And then Shem will continue tomorrow the shir of the different taiches in Lois Sechonim.